Good day and welcome to the happy hour. This is Deandra Cartwright, and you're tuned into Guardian Radio 96.9. Well, we have some fabulous guests joining us later on in the show from the Perry Institute for Marine Science. But before we get there, I hope your week has been wonderful. Don't forget to tune in to us every Saturday at 3 p.m. And if you or you know of an individual or group that's making a positive impact on our community, please do let us know so that we can have them on the show. We need to hear more about positivity in the community. Now, speaking about positivity in the community, I'm going to go over a couple of the events that are upcoming so you can mark your calendars. I want to give a special shout out to the Sir Victor Sassoon Bahamas Heart Foundation. They're having their 60th annual Heart Ball tonight. If you didn't know, the Victor Sassoon Heart Foundation works together with Bahamas Heart Association to provide life-saving treatment to children in need, those with heart conditions. So cheers to everybody who decided to support that. That's happening tonight. Now, we all know that we're in the middle of Lent, or well, we started it, but I wanted to remind you that the Anglican Church is having their Lenten mission at 7 p.m. nightly, and that is starting tomorrow, Sunday the 22nd. It's happening at the Holy Trinity Activity Center in Stapleton. And so night one is gonna feature the topic being together as a family. Your missioner is gonna be Father Whitfield Hutchinson. Night two, which would be Monday, the 23rd, would be Father Walcott Bain talking about growing together as a family. And last but not least, on our last night, which is the 24th of February, would be Father Dwight Roll. He's going to be talking about living together as a family. Also happening on the 24th, it's 242 Day. If you didn't know what 242 Day is, essentially we're celebrating our pride as Bahamians and friends of the Bahamas by wearing our colors. It literally is the date that lines up with our area code. And so we're trying to have other opportunities to celebrate our pride in being Bahamian. So that's happening on the 24th of February. So take out your gold, your aqua, your black accented, whatever it may be. Do something Bahamian, eat Bahamian food, enjoy Bahamian music, art, or entertainment all day long. I see quite a few of our artists are releasing new songs. Shout out to Mama D, to Shine Bahamas, to KB. I saw all of you had new songs recently. Also happening next weekend is the Wine and Art Festival. As you know, that usually happens in October. But what happened this year is that they had to actually, this year being that edition, which should have been in October, but you know, we had some bad weather. So they postponed it. So it's happening February 28 to March 1. The Friday evening is going to be for members only. So if you're not a member of the Bahamas National Trust, you're going to have to wait till Saturday. So that's happening at the Retreat Gardens right there on Village Road. They're having over 40 local artists and vendors. Yours truly is going to be one. I'll be out there with my jewelry. That's Whimsy Jewelry by DBC. There's going to be a feature of 50, over 50 wines from around the world. There's going to be a bubble lounge, as we know, that's the champagne lounge. So you can get your tickets online at bntevents.com. Also happening next Saturday, and this is in conjunction with the Rotary Club of Southeast Nassau. This is St. Matthew's Anglican Church and their Next Step Prep program, along with Doctors Hospital. They're having a health fair right there at St. Matthew's Church Parish Hall. Off of Shirley Street, between B Shirley and Bay Street. And that's going to be from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. So you can join them to get your blood pressure and sugar screenings, as well as height and weight checks, health and wellness vendors, mindfulness and wellness and blood drives also will be happening. So that's all going to be happening on Saturday. I know this isn't on New Providence, but I want y'all to know that Long Island is having their 7th annual Mutton Fest. That's happening at the cultural site in Salt Pond on Friday, March 20th, and Saturday, March 21st. It's going to be a grand time, and all again, you know, who be asking about that Long Island mutton, you got to go home for the real thing. You got to go. I want to give a special shout out to the Junior Red Cross. They're having their fine arts competition on Tuesday, the 24th of February, right there at the Red Cross headquarters on JFK Drive. The Junior Red Cross folks, they really do a fantabulous job with everything that they have going on. I want to share with you an opportunity. The National Youth Ambassadors Corps is having their application deadline as the March 31. So you literally, we have over a month to get an application in from a young person who wants to represent our country. So criteria to apply, you have to be Bahamian. You have to be between 16 and 19 years of age, have leadership qualities, be proficient with public speaking, interpersonal skills, and understanding of local youth affairs, to also have an understanding and a desire to learn about regional and global youth affairs. And so, for more information, you can check out the Ministry of Youth, Sports and Culture, and you can call them at 502-0748. You can also email them at celebrateyouthbahamas@gmail.com. Remember that deadline is the 31st of March. Now, I have a lot of other things that are going on, and I have, for the most part, written all of those out. Don't forget the Cancer Society's Stride for Life that's happening next Saturday. If you haven't registered, there's still time. Please support them. It's a great opportunity to give back to the Cancer Society and support all that they do. I wanted to go back to our little series that we've been having. And this is our self-trust exercise that we started earlier this year. So I'm going to go over our self-promise inventory. What we want to do is start by writing down all the promises you've been making to yourself lately, such as habits you feel like you should be doing, plans you keep restarting, standards you implicitly hold yourself to, and things you tell yourself you'll get back to. Then, for each one of those, consider, where did this promise originate? My values, my fear, my compassion, someone else's expectations, or an old version of me? What does keeping this promise require from me right now? What version of me is the promise designed for my actual life or an idealized version of my life? Now, in this area, please notice that what happens in your body when you imagine keeping it this week? Do you feel grounded or do you become tense and resistant? From there, I want you to sort your list into three categories. Promises you can keep with integrity right now, promises that you need to be resized into a smaller version, and promises you're no longer willing to make. Make decisions accordingly for your week ahead. Now, this is again a part of our self-trust series for February, and I want us to be kind and gracious with each other this month, this week, today, this hour. Because there's a lot going on and we need to give ourselves grace. With that being said, we're going to head to a break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking with Danielle Cartwright from the Perry Institute for Marine Science, who's going to be joined by Mackay Nottage. And they're going to be telling us all about what does the Perry Institute for Marine Sciences do, what programs they have available, and why is it important to care about conservation, climate change, our oceans, and learning more about protecting our Bahamaland. Stay tuned to the Happy Hour with DeAndre Cartwright right here on Guardian Radio 96.9. We'll be right back. Hello, and welcome back to the Happy Hour. You're tuned in to Guardian Radio 96.9. This is DeAndre Cartwright. I'm happy that you stayed with me because now it's time to talk to our guests. I would have mentioned them at the first part of the show, but we have with us folks that are doing great things for our environment. They're working with one of the organizations that we've highlighted before here on the Happy Hour, but they're going to update us on what they're doing, but also remind us who they are. They also have some exciting programs happening. I know y'all heard me talk about volunteering all the time. They actually have a volunteer program that they go out and they deal with mangroves. And I've been learning all about different types of seeds. I can tell a difference between I think it's a black mangrove and a red mangrove. And I think there's another type, but I'm not the expert. That's why I brought the experts onto the show so they can talk to us about that. And in particular, we have one of these persons that has literally been doing this since he was a younger person. He's still a young person, but he literally started this when he was a student. And I wanted us to hear more from him about the program. And of course, the person that he works with, he would have met as a part of that program right now because he is literally a part of this organization. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking about the Perry Institute for Marine Science. So joining me today, I have Miss Danielle Cartwright, and she is the, and I'm going to let her tell you what this acronym means, but she is the CCA Education Coordinator. That sounds very important. So she can tell you what that means right after I introduce our other guest, who is Makai Nottage, and he is the CCEA Program Junior Associate. These are some heavy titles out here. I don't know. Are y'all royalty? Are you celebrities? It sounds like y'all are very highly educated folks that are doing great things inside the environment. So welcome to the show, Danielle and Makai. Please say hi to the people and tell us, well, what y'all doing over there at PIMS?
First of all, thank you so much for having us and hello everyone. So I guess I'll start off. I am Danielle Cartwright, as DeAndra introduced. I am the CCEA Education Coordinator. So CCEA is a bit of a mouthful. It stands for Conservation, Community, Education, and Action. And so as the Education Coordinator, I am mainly responsible for our youth programs at Perry Institute. That's inclusive of our Rising Tides youth program, as well as our summer internship program. I'm also responsible for professional development regarding specifically teacher resources, as well as other things that I do under my position as education coordinator. That's just the general scope of the work I do with education at PIMS or the Perry Institute for Marine Science, but we also refer to it as PIMS.
That sounds like a lot, and we're going to be getting into that. I hope, ladies and gentlemen, I hope y'all heard she said something about teacher resources. Y'all always talking about things. They got some things. So we'll be able to talk to her more about that. Makai, tell us, who are you? And remind us, CCEA, what is that?
I'm Makai Nottage. I am the junior assistant for the CCEA program, which is basically a program where everybody comes together to conserve the environment and protect our ecosystem. I'm the person who assists with all of the volunteer activities along with the Rising Tide summer program, and I just help to make sure that everything runs smoothly alongside Danielle.
And ladies and gentlemen, he is saying that so very politely. He's saying it so very easily. This young man works hard. I think the first time I met him, he was knee deep in the mangroves.
Yep, extremely hard. Yes, he works very, very hard.
Listen,
Thank you.
hardworking fella. He had buckets, and he had all of the gear in the sun while he's protecting our country and planting. And I think in one case, you were picking mangrove propagules. I think that's how we say it.
Yes,
Yes,
yes.
propagules.
Right. But you've been doing this since you were much younger. Now, before we get into the programs, I want you to tell the people, if you don't mind, that is, how
No,
old
of course
are you
not.
and how long have you been helping out with at BIMS?
Right now, I'm 16 years old, about to graduate high school, and I started interacting, I guess I can say, with the Perry Institute from I was 14, the summer of 10th grade. And I've just loved it, and I've stuck by Perry Institute ever since the Rising Tides program.
I promise you, some of our listeners would never have thought that you were 16 years old because you sound so sure of yourself. And then you've been doing this for quite some time. Y'all ever heard that joke that they asking the young people to come with 10 years of experience and they only 15? You starting off strong. So you've been with Perry for 2 years. You're a junior associate there. You're helping out, and I want to repeat this acronym because they say CCEA, Community, Conservation, Education, and Action. That's a lot. Y'all are doing a lot, and that's a perfect segue for Danielle to tell us a little bit more about those programs because I want to talk about my experience because they also had me knee deep in the mangrove stem. Like I've learned how to walk in the marshes to try and pick mangrove propagules and all sorts of plants. Mangrove, listen, they gave me an instrument. I think they call it a back, is it a backhoe or a hoe? It was a shovel. He had me digging in the marshes to plant the mangrove stem. But I want us to also talk about, well, why do we have to repopulate the mangroves? Like, why is that important? But before we get to that part, like, what are the programs that exist that help you all through PIMS to protect the environment?
So at PIMS, we have a whole lot of different moving parts that enables us to do what we can do. And a lot of that is through volunteer work. And so that does fall under the CCEA department. We do a whole lot of community outreach and engagement. So as y'all mentioned, we have done volunteer work in the mangroves, in the coastlines, in the actual water. CCA does a whole lot of different there's a whole lot of moving parts within CCA itself. So to speak a little bit more about the program, so we do community engagement, but that also manifests in the way of social science research. So we do a whole lot of work with locals, fishermen, get a lot of data from them, just insight that also adds very, very heavily to our evaluation just of the socioeconomic status of how our fisheries, just impacts us in general. So we do a whole lot of social science research. We have very exciting things coming up in that realm as well. But we also do a lot of strategic communication work as well. So we do offer quarterly free webinars with PIMS, executed by the CCA program in collaboration with comms. So if anyone ever wanted to get more information or just wanted to hear from the experts themselves, they can just sign up and they will be notified whenever we make those webinars, available to the public. And they've had pretty good feedback so far. So that is another thing that we do carry out under the CCA program. And then we also have my favorite part, no bias, but
Now,
we have a lot of education.
before you get your favorite part, Daniel, you get them for free. Them webinars, how do you catch up with them? How do I sign up to catch that? We like free
So,
things.
trust me, I understand, me too. So, on our website, which is perryinstitute.org, or you can just go into Google, type in our name, Perry Institute for Marine Science, you will find us. Our webinars would be under our page, under Community Conservation Education and Action, under Strategic Communications, or you can just do what I do and you tap the search bar and you just type in webinars. And usually, what that does is you will just give us your email so that we will notify you when one of our webinars is going to go live. You can be in the audience live. You can actually ask questions. You could type them. You can actually ask them. You get to know more information, not only about the work that we do, but you get direct connection with the actual scientists in the field. And yes, they are free. Free 99.
I love that. I love that. So, I got the information to sign up for the free thing so we can hear from the experts. Because y'all got, ladies and gentlemen, they got scientists and thing working for them. They have persons with PhDs, with masters, all the bachelor's degrees. I know Makai, you're still in high school, but you could get there soon. We believe in you.
I get there for sure.
Exactly. But they got persons from high school straight up to PhD and postdocs as well. Getting all the information, doing the research on our Bahamian environment and sharing that information with us. That's a great thing that y'all are doing over there at PIMS. Now, Danielle, talk to me a little bit more. You said you had a favorite part.
Yes, I do. So, as the education coordinator, I am a bit partial to our educational initiatives and programs. So, we do have a summer internship program. I will start off by saying it is extremely competitive. So, I like to give that disclaimer out as soon as I can. We have a 9-week program every summer where college students or recent college graduates, they can apply to get the opportunity. To normally it is a paid internship. There are exceptions just for different programs and different needs. But we do have funding prioritized for Bahamian students. And what you get with that 9-week experience is direct contact again with the professionals in the field. There's a mentor-mentee model that we implement. We also have like educational sessions. Sorry, my mind blank just now. We also have educational sessions weekly for our interns, as well as they receive, again, free dive training. So they can receive from their open water dive training all the way up to different specialties. And that is something that we've noticed is really impactful as well to the youth, not only just in Nassau, but in our country. And that's something that we try to keep going every year. We do take interns in throughout the year, but CCEA is specifically responsible for our summer interns. So if you are someone, you're in college or you're a recent college graduate, or someone you know is interested in a summer internship program, why even possibly a paid summer internship program, you can find that information on our website as well. And because we have that for college students and recent college graduates, we also have our program for our senior high schoolers. So Rising Tides, which was mentioned, it's for senior high schoolers. So that's students from grades 10 to 12. It is a youth program that is specifically targeted towards students who would be interested in that field or in this field, or think that that's something that they may want to do. Our program is very immersive, it's hands-on, and it is designed to inspire and empower our next generation of Bahamian, marine scientists, conservationists, even just ocean advocates or environmental advocates. So what we do try to do is we try to implement like a blend of classroom learning along with real world and field experiences across the different marine environments. This is so we can ensure like students can get that real life exposure to our scientific methods, our conservation practices, even the different career pathways that we have. What we do like to do for the students as well, they are able to earn their PADI certification as well. So
I
Makai
love
did
it.
get PADI. I
What is
know you like that
potty?
free 99.
Right, and free, right? But what is a potty certification? You're talking in words we may not understand.
So yeah, PADI is the professional, what is it again? Professional Association? Yes, Professional Association of Diving Instructors.
Ooh.
So yes. So that is something that students can get. Obviously, it's we follow their comfort levels, right? So you do it if you want to do it, but it is available for our Rising Tiders. They also participate in a public awareness campaign in the summer. So in the summer, they have a 4-week experience that's a bit more in depth, where they do their public awareness campaign and they do their dive training. But before that, we do have our spring sessions, where students are introduced to the ecosystems first, and then the summer session is a bit more hands-on and I guess the best way is go, go, go. So yeah.
Love that, love that. Now, you also mentioned something about teachers' resources.
Yes, so okay, this is something I'm also partial about, but it is basically a free and accessible a set of tools and resources that educators in the Bahamas can use, again for free, to use in their classroom. And it just is supposed to be a boost or a helping, like a stepping stone into what they can use in the classroom. So right now we have our Mangrove curricula that is up, that is available for download. So when you do download that, you get the lesson plans in the form of a teacher's guide. It's a PDF, as well as additional activities that you can use in the classroom, in the field, as homework projects. It's basically a all, what is it? Like a all you can use, like all in one situation for educators. And we did that because a few years ago there was feedback from educators themselves that teach these different subjects and topics, and a lot of times they don't have direct experience or just education teaching it. Like we have a lot of geography teachers who teach marine science, and while we're grateful for that, they have expressed the need for more resources and tools just to help them to do their job. So we try to listen, we try to do it. And so this semester, we're supposed to have the coral curriculum live on our website as well.
I love that. That's an evolution from mangroves to coral and everything in between. Y'all sound like y'all always have something to do. I wonder, Makai, how do you keep up with it all? You're still in school, but you're still attached to PIMS. How are you doing it? Why are you doing it? What drew you into wanting to help with conservation?
Well, I've always wanted to help with conservation from I was young through, I guess, like National Geographic and documentaries. And it gets easier once you get into it by knowing the different types of mangroves, knowing the different types of corals. So keeping up with high school and keeping up with trying to protect the environment becomes easy once you are familiar with what you're doing and you're familiar with why you're doing it. And it's so that everybody around us can benefit, the animals around us and the people, because the environment does not only protect them, it also protects us and the future generations to come.
I got you. And so you watching National Geographic, some of the documentaries just nurtured this love for the environment from a young age.
Yes, it did.
And what keeps you in it? Are you planning to pursue education in this area, or are you just going to leave it behind when you graduate high school?
Well, when I graduate high school, I definitely want to do a double major with marine biology included in that. So after I graduate college, I would be able to find a job to continue the passion of keeping the environment and awareness of the environment.
Makes sense, makes sense. Happy to know that you're going to stay in the field. Now, I have another question before I get to the second question. I always have questions. You mentioned types of mangrove and coral. I want to test you real quick. What the different type of mangroves are?
Well, going from seaward to land, it's red mangrove, and they're the most, I think they're the most n prominent or noticeable type of mangrove, the mangroves with the red bark and the prop roots that stand up kind of like stilts, and then the black mangrove, then the white mangrove, and then Danielle taught me this. The buttonwood, who's kind of like a fake mangrove, he wants to be included, but he's not really a part of the family. So that's the types of mangroves.
I want you to believe that I have volunteered with PIMS, and Danielle has also taught me about the false mangrove being the buttonwood.
It's the mangrove associate.
The mangrove associate, so a close adjacent is a friend,
Yes.
but it
Yes.
ain't invited to the club. Okay, I
No,
got
it
you.
just doesn't have the same, it just doesn't have the same altered root systems, and it's not as tolerable to water and salt.
Y'all hear me when I say I try to bring on the expert. You see how eloquently she described that? My goodness. Now, Makai, I had another question. I mean, I have this is the second part to the first question, I
Okay.
suggest. What are the different types of coral? To tell the people, STEM, because you help us to also understand.
There are a lot of different types of coral, and going just based off of my memory, there are foliaceous coral. That's the coral that looks like leaves, like foliage, foliaceous.
I was about to say that sound dangerous.
bony coral. I mean, boulder coral. Those are the corals that are like they look like rocks.
Okay.
And obviously the Elkhorn coral, the Staghorn coral, that's popular over here. And trying to think.
What about that one called? Is it a real one, the one that looks like a brain?
Yeah, brain coral.
Oh, so that's like a real, okay, that's a real thing.
And then we have star corals and other corals like that.
What is a coral?
Well, a coral is a It's an animal. A lot of people think that coral are like rocks or plants, but corals are actually an animal. It's a colonial network of animals, which basically means it's a bunch of the same type of animal living in a community, and they built up calcium carbonate shells. That's the hard structure of the coral that you see. But when you look closely, there are little tiny polyps that live inside of the skeleton, and they are kind of related to jellyfish and anemones.
Remind
Good
people to
job.
listen. Remind people to listen. How old he was again?
Sixty.
Good job.
It sounds like a full-blown professor. Danielle, did he miss anything out there?
Literally, no.
Oh,
Anything
wow.
that I was like, you should throw that in, he did. I'm like, it's a polyp, it's a polyp.
Okay, this is great. Now, time for question number two, because that was just part one and part two of question number one. Okay, what would you, as a young person, do you see other young people participating in conservation efforts or education? Yeah, let's start with that's part one. Do you see the young people, are they as interested as you are?
Not as many as I would like for to be interested. I have a couple friends who are also interested in the marine science field, but it's definitely not enough people that's involved in the marine science field. That's a shit.
Why do you think that is?
Honestly, because I feel like a lot of people are uneducated, and that's why we do what we do to bring education to people so that there are more young people like me doing the things that I do to help with everything that's going on, because we need as many hands on deck, and especially young people. So just like me, if I'm in high school, I'm gonna go to college and I want to get a bachelor's degree with marine science so I can go and do what scientists do.
Yeah, true. So how, if you had the opportunity to talk to young persons, and I'm sure we have some young persons listening in, either because they choose to or because their parents are like, no, DeAndre's on, you need to listen, there's good stuff going on here. What would you tell them? Like, how would you attract more young people to the space?
I would say that, well, first of all, I would say just go into the ocean and put your goggles on, go into the ocean, see what you can see, and that'll just make you so inclined to want to be involved. All of the different fish, the coral, the animals in the ocean, it's like that would open your mind up to be interested and to want to know more. And after you come from the beach, learn as much as you can. And I'm sure with time and experiences, you would also love to be as involved as I am. So just take steps, go outside, read a book, and
That is some sage advice for the younger ones and also the older ones. So, what would you say to older folks who may not know or maybe not even care about why the ocean matters, why any of these things matter? I mean,
I
obviously,
would.
the country is literally surrounded by water and we're island people, you know, and our major industry is tourism that's kind of reliant on water, you know. Outside of that,
Well,
why should they care?
I'd say the same thing. I'd tell them to when on their day off from work, go outside and see the environment, and they should care because, like you said, it impacts our livelihood as Bahamians, and it would be better to have more people interested in what actually matters instead of being interested in things that won't have any impact on anybody's future, less than your own. You should want to be part of something greater than yourself.
That was powerful right there. I feel like we ready to go. Find
Yes,
a way to be part of something
yes.
bigger than you. Join us. But speaking about joining us, Danielle, we were talking earlier about volunteer opportunities and how you've had some pretty solid interest from the public in the volunteer opportunities. What do those volunteer opportunities look like? Do I need to pay? What do I need to do to get involved? And of course, shout out to the Rotary Club of South Ocean, my Rotary Club that has been a keen partner with PIMS and their volunteer efforts. Like every time they have something, some of us can be out there, if not a whole contingent, no matter how dirty and how wet. The PIMS people get you while planting or picking with the mangrove plants. I know so much about mangroves now. Like I be having arguments with people about why they're important and why we have to go and pick propagules to ship them to Abaco and Grand Bahama and the islands that have been impacted by natural disasters and whatnot. Anyway, I can stop talking. Danielle, tell the peoples what y'all do with the volunteer opportunities and how could they get involved with that?
No problem, but I just want to start off by saying yes, huge thank you to Rotary Club of South Ocean for always supporting us and showing up for us. It's really, really lovely just to get that support in real time. But for anyone who would be interested in volunteering with us in the future, you can go on our website under the tab Get Involved, and there you will find our volunteer option. Just click that, and then you will see our media release and waiver form. So that way we get your information. You will be added to our database. So any future volunteer opportunities that we have on the horizon, you will definitely be notified about it. We have a lot of need for volunteering, especially in the summer and fall months, because Perry is a part of the Bahamas Mangrove Alliance. And one of our goals right now is to contribute towards the restoration of the islands affected by Hurricane Dorian, specifically Abaco and Grand Bahamas. So what we do, a lot of our volunteer work is the collection of mangrove propagule. That's a huge focus for us right now. We have a lot of people who show up for that. And then we also do a lot of volunteer work of just restoring the ecosystem. So whether that's a mangrove cleanup, a coastal cleanup, and we also have people who like to volunteer with our coral reef team as well. Obviously, there needs to be certifications there, but if anyone is interested, you can find our information on our website under Get Involved.
And is there an age limitation? Because the last time I was out there, I saw some young girls from the Bahamas Girl Guides
Yay!
Association. They were, and I saw some elderly folk too. They were taking their time, being safe while they did it, but they were also doing their part to help save the environment. So talk to us about the age categories of your volunteer. Are there restrictions? Can anybody, not the babies, of course, I think, because they can't walk.
So there are no age restrictions technically. Anyone who signs a waiver and we know, we have your information, we know you're coming, you are free to come. It's just if you are under the age of 18, you have to ensure that there is an adult chaperone with you. Of course, that chaperone can chaperone multiple children. There just has to be an adult present to watch over the child. Anybody can volunteer with us. It's open to the public. It is free of charge. And we welcome any and everybody who would like to join us.
That's powerful. And speaking about powerful, y'all doing so many things, so many programs, so much outreach. Like you have your digital outreach, you have your printed materials that are available for teachers, you have your educational series through your webinars. Like it's a lot going on. And I imagine that that take money. So how can people, if they can, or they want to do more than just volunteer, they want to donate. How could they do that? Are they able to? Because I assume that y'all ain't gonna say no.
You are correct. We will not say no. And you are also correct. We do need money to carry out all of the work that we do. So Perry, we are a nonprofit organization. We focus a lot on research and conservation, but in order for us to get our work done, we do rely on, donations and whatnot. But the perfect thing about that is if you go on our website, you will find a beautiful button right there for you that says donate. You can also go on the search bar, type in donate, but it's been made very, easy to access. We welcome any donations. It can be a one-time donation. There's even a monthly option. You can even assign it, assign your donation to a like specific area if you wanted to. But yes, we really, really encourage people to donate if they can. We really want to keep this work going, but in order to do that, we would, just need a little bit of support. So right there on the website under the donate option.
Great, great. Love to know that I can give my time, I can give my funds, and I'm assuming I can use a credit card or a debit card to do the donation. Are there any other avenues of donating funds?
Yes, there is an option. I think it's called Link, the software behind it. But there should be other options for you to put in your information.
Okay. So there are different ways to donate. Now I can go right back to Makai because I still, ladies and gentlemen, I got a 16-year-old who they had working for 2 years, at Perry Institute for Marine Science. I try to, how did your parents feel when you started telling them that you were going to be interning or you were part of one of the programs, I believe it was, before you started literally with a job with while you're in school doing this thing? How did they react? How did your friends react when you tell them that you're now formally affiliated with Perry Institute for Marine Science?
Well, my parents were definitely very supportive of me, and the like Daniel said, the PADI certification was definitely a hurdle to convince them for me to do. But other than that, they were super supportive of me, and my friends were definitely shocked that I was doing something at this magnitude with the conservation program, but not too shocked because they know that I like the ocean and I like marine animals. So everybody was definitely a lot of positives from me.
So they all knew that you were interested. So how did this is just this is a random question, but I have to ask this. Like when you see conservationists portrayed in the media, they usually have their reusable containers with all the stickers on it. I don't want to point no fingers, but I believe Danielle has a bottle with stickers.
I'm very proud of it.
See? So how do you show your support for conservation work, marine science, say like at school, in your civic engagements? How does that look? Do you have different t-shirts and whatnot? I'm just wondering, like, how do young people show their support for this?
Well, I definitely post about the environment on social media or like WhatsApp. Like if I go out and I'm doing a volunteer work or I'm just at the beach enjoying the environment, enjoying the animals, I would definitely post about it. And with at school, there's not much room for science-based things, but I definitely participate in all of the science related activities they had going on. Last year for BISS, they had a science competition and I participated in that and we did a choral display.
Very nice. Congratulations on that. Not
Thank you.
BAISS, they have in science display or something. I gotta say that as an alum of that grouping of schools, but that's fantastic though. That's really it's very encouraging to hear from a young person in the space and one who's pretty active. And of course, now I have to ask Danielle, how has Makai been? How has it been having a younger person in this space, helping you understand how to translate all of this for the younger ones?
I am so glad you asked. So Makai has literally been a breath of fresh air, not only from he started as the program associate, but from he started the actual program Rising Tides. So just a little bit of backstory on how he even got started as the associate. We had a mangrove planting event at the end of 2024, and Makai attended the event and it was so interesting that he did because I remember telling my coworker, I specifically told her, I said, if there's going to be one tider who's gonna show up to this prompting? It's gonna be Makai. And so we had started the event, and like I didn't see him, and I was like, okay, you know, he's young, you know. And when he pulled up, I felt so proud. Like I had to hold it together. It felt like I won a bet or something like that. So when he approached me after the event to say, I'm interested in doing what I can for the environment, it'd be great if I can continue to work with y'all in any capacity that I can. I was all for it. Shoot, my boss was all for it. We all love Makai. He is such a hard worker. I even joke. I say if Makai is around, I'm not doing it. Like when it comes to certain things, I'm not doing it. He is one of the most reliable persons I have ever known, and that's saying a lot because he's only 16. He's an extremely reliable worker. He is so passionate, not only about the work that he does with PIMS, but just the environment in general. I cannot sing his praises enough when it comes to the work he does with PIMS. He constantly makes the organization proud. I can always count on him to not only show up to the events, but to also maybe even approach me first about the events, be like, hey, you need me? So, like, I'm very thankful for him, and I'm super grateful that his parents are so open and have been so open for the past 2 years, and not only allowing him to assist, you know, the CCA program in any way that he can, but also to stretch his wings in this field in general, because even just hearing the fact that he is even just considering doing a major or a double major in marine science, it just warms my heart. And yeah, I genuinely cannot sing his praises enough. Thank you so much, Makai, from the
Thank
bottom of
you.
my heart. You're
I
welcome.
appreciate that.
Look at that, y'all.
Yeah.
Genuine positive connections, and all because he started volunteering. And y'all know how much I love to highlight volunteering on this show, because we always talking about opportunities or the lack of opportunities or all the negativity out there in the world. In this Bahama land, if you look closely, you got goodness all around you. And we're happy to highlight the Perry Institute of Marine Science and what they're doing over there for the adults, for the teachers, for the children, for the young people. They're doing it all, and you can have your chance to help out either as a volunteer or you can donate. And one more time, Daniel, remind us of that website, because you said so many links there. I just need to know what I'm Googling. What am I looking for?
So what you're punching into Google is perryinstitute.org or Perry Institute for Marine Science. You can find avenues to volunteer as well as to donate. If any programs we mentioned today really warmed your heart regarding CCA program, you can even specifically donate. The option would say drive education and outreach. That helps us with our programs. That helps us with our volunteer initiatives and just community outreach in general. The button on the website should be very noticeable, big rectangular button. But yeah, any donations are extremely appreciated. Any information you want to know about the Perry Institute could be found on our website. So once more, that is simply perryinstitute.org.
Thank you. Thank you. And I think I got X Makai, this other one right there. Is Perry only on online on the as a website, or are they present in other spaces? I feel like you would know.
Perry's also on Instagram at the Perry Institute of Marine Science and Facebook under the same handle. So you could also see what they're doing over there. I know I check the Instagram every so often to see what's going on outside of what I'm doing. They have Instagram, they have Facebook. That's what I know of.
And of course, I gotta ask for the Bahamian public, because you know you got the thing called Bahamian TikTok. Is PIMS on Bahamian TikTok yet?
Yes, we are on TikTok. So Makai got it right. We're on Facebook and Instagram. We're also on Twitter, LinkedIn, and TikTok. So you can find us by Perry Institute for Marine Science, all those places.
I love that. Do y'all have any dancing challenges out there just yet? No.
They are on the horizon.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
In
Get
the works.
in the works. That sounds like Makai is working on that
Yup. He gonna do the first one.
choreography right now. Now,
See, that was easy.
time flies when you're having fun. And so we have a few more minutes left. So it's closing words, because we may not have touched on some things that you may have wanted to mention. So I'll just let you do that now. Both of you, actually, because you have different perspectives.
Yeah, so I guess I'll go first. We just really want the public to be more aware of the importance of our ecosystems, specifically our marine ecosystems. A lot of times it is due to just not knowing, and that's why Makai said we just want to do our best to educate people. SPIMS so does a lot of work when it comes to research in the conservation field. So we spoke a lot about CCEA, but we have a whole lot of other departments. We have fisheries, our coral team. We try to do what we can. We accept any help we can get from the public. We just want people to be aware not only of their actions, but aware of the good that we can do for our future and our future generations. So any way that someone wants to be involved, we welcome you with open arms.
I like that. They got something for everybody. That's what she's saying.
I'll
Yes.
continue with two things. The first thing would be a little bit more on a Rising Tides program, because that's where I came from. It's a really fun experience, and like Danielle said, it's classroom based and it's also field based. It gets you very comfortable with the outside environment, and it builds a lot of team working skills and even soft skills like how to do the campaign, the awareness campaign that we do during the summer, and how to treat the environment, how to treat the animals in the environment, and just to be a good steward of what's around us, and to have people, have like-minded people in the same places as you. And also, like Danielle said, the different teams, the coral team, they're also doing work to try to combat a disease that affects the corals called Scatol D, stony coral tissue loss disease. So they're working really hard on trying to minimize the effects of that in Bahamian waters.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, you'll see why I needed to have this young man on the show along with Danielle. They keep talking in these acronyms and they're teaching us. Like I don't know about y'all, but I've learned a lot with them on the show. And they've been here before. We have to have them back because it sounds like they're gonna go into even a deeper mode of work come the summertime. I just hope that they have some time for me to come back on the show to tell us about what else they've been doing, because we want to hear also about the coral curriculum, because that's going to be a new set of resources for the teachers. Now, Danielle, just remind the teachers, how does the teaching, because you call it a curriculum, but I don't know what that means. Remind me how that works, just for our teachers listening in.
No problem. So if you teach anything marine science related, you can go on our website under teacher resources, and the curriculum is basically a collection of tools and supplies, virtual, of course, that you can use in the classroom. And so that is basically your lesson plans. And what we try to do is not just information, we actually teach the teachers how to teach. So the way our guide, our teacher guide is set up is that even if you teach a subject like math, you can teach a classroom about mangroves or corals if you use our guide. So that's how we wanted it to be. We wanted anyone who had access to it not only be able to learn about it, but be able to teach it. And let's say you have extra time or you just want to switch it up, we also include additional activities that teachers can use. Again, all of this can be found on our website.
I love that. So much things y'all are doing. Where do y'all find the energy? Like, where do you find the energy to do all this, Danielle? I don't even know what to say because you're doing PIM stuff, you're doing school stuff, but where do y'all find the energy?
It's the passion.
It's the love of the game that keeps me going.
Man, that sounds like I
Yeah.
gotta get deep in. Hey, I gotta take a deeper dive into the love of marine science so I can find the energy to do all of these different things.
Sound like.
There you go. But it's been a pleasure to have you all on the show. Ladies and gentlemen, today we were joined by Danielle Cartwright, the CCEA Education Coordinator. And just so you remember, that CCEA for the Perry Institute for Marine Science is the Community Conservation and Education and Action. Education coordinator, my Lord, that's a whoo, mouthful right there. That means they're doing hard work, and we've heard just how much work that they're doing over there. And also joining us was Makai Nottage, the CCEA program junior associate. So your closing remarks before we say goodbye for this episode from each
So
of
thank you. Oh, sorry. So thank you so much for having us. This is such a wonderful opportunity to come back. We can't wait for you to invite us again. So again, if you want to know anything or any more information about the work that the Perry Institute does, if you want to volunteer with us, if you want to donate to help us keep our work going, you can visit our website at theperryinstitute.org. If you want to keep updated with what we do, you can follow us on our socials. That's Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, and TikTok at Perry Institute for Marine Science. As well as if you want to sign up for our newsletter, that way you can be updated with what we do. You can find that option as well on our website.
Thanks so much for having us. And if you're listening and you're in senior high school, or if you know somebody who is in senior high school, the Rising Tides program is accepting new attendees. I think that they close today or on the weekend. So if you've not signed up, I please sign up for the Rising Tides program. It's an awesome program.
Whenever it should be made available, make sure you take advantage of all the opportunities that come across. And we're sure that the next time y'all come on here, y'all will be able to tell us all about the new cohort of students participating, but also reminding the public that these things actually exist through the Perry Institute for Marine Science, because y'all are just doing so much, from volunteering to educating, to creating resources for teachers. Thank y'all for all that y'all do in an area that we all really need to care more about, because we are an island nation of island people who rely on our environment to give us a living. So thank you all over there at PIMS for all that you do. And it's been a pleasure to have y'all on the show.
Thank you.
Excellent.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been the happy hour here on Guardian Radio 96.9. This is DeAndra Cartwright. Stay tuned for the rest of the programming, and I hope you have a wonderful weekend. May it be safe, and may you enjoy.